Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group says only 3 to 6 faces will change out of 213 senators and assembly members come January. He says the system favors sitting lawmakers who are able to design their own districts through party control of redistricting. They also typically receive far more campaign donations than their challengers. Mahoney says in the past 30 years, just 53 to 56 incumbents have been voted out of office, and he says that's bad for democracy.
I don't think anybody would look at the state legislature and its track record over the past few years and decide that only a couple of percentage points of the people who are serving in Albany are really not up to the task.
The advantages of controlling redistricting and the ability to raise more money still might not save GOP control of the state Senate, though. Republicans held a narrow one-seat margin, and they may lose as many as 2 incumbent senators to the Democrats. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.